Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R. D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another. Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Unfortunately, our speaker could not be with us this evening, so I will bring a word in her place. To God be the glory. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
Amen. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Y'all
know how we do it. Take it up. Give praise. It's to our God. lift your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Shaddai, which means Almighty God. In Genesis 17, 1 through 2, in the NIV version says, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty, El Shaddai. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. Amen. Praise God. El Shaddai, you are great and mighty in power. Your understanding and wisdom knows no limits. Your might knows no bounds. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so your ways reach higher than my own. You surround me with the blessings of your provisions as you covenant with me through your Son, Jesus Christ. The balancing of the clouds and the wondrous works of the earth are nothing compared to you, who sit enthroned in might and valor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So God bless you for tuning in and listening to our program. You can also call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The affected, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. I hope you are enjoying our inspirational music. Praise be to God.
Fill me up, God. flow in my heart and permeate all my soul, all my soul is yours, all my soul, all my soul, all my soul, all my soul is yours.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Pruned. Praise be to God. And the scripture reading for this devotional message is coming from John chapter 15, verse 2. And it says, every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. Amen. To God be the glory. At times, there will be people, privileges, and blessings that are removed from your life without explanation. Suddenly, they are gone. And you may wonder if you have done something wrong or if God is punishing you. However, take heart. Jesus told us in advance that each fruitful believer would be pruned for greater effectiveness. He cuts out the extra branches, refocusing our lives to be even more productive for the sake of his kingdom. One area where we may experience this pruning is in places of past woundedness. Whether we realize it or not, we may be loving others with damaged emotions, drawn to unhealthy situations, and even destructive to ourselves. All issues that keep us from embracing the Lord's purposes for us. So God reveals our harmful attachment by cutting them out of our lives and showing us how the mentality important to us they were. The pruning process is not easy, but it is necessary. God loves you too much to let you live in bondage or miss his plan for you because of old wounds. Amen? So he will prune you in order to heal you. Don't resist him. Understand that this is for your good and will lead you to more fruitfulness than you ever imagined. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for cutting out what doesn't belong in my life and for healing me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Praise God, praise God. So again, as I say, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen? To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
To see you,
oh, to behold you as
every voice in this room. We have about another 15 seconds. I want you to open your mouth. We have sang for your glory. I will do anything. I wonder what type of praise you will give him until he releases his glory. Somebody raise up your hands and open your mouth now. Can I get somebody to cry out for God in this room? I'm only talking to those of you who are hungry for him. I'm only talking to those of you who are thirsty for him. Open up your mouth and begin to cry out for him.
El Shaddai, look upon me with a caring heart and with the many struggles I face. Have compassion, for you see me seeking to follow you and often failing to do it well. Forgive me when I'm unfaithful to you, for you have asked me to walk before you faithfully. Forgive me when blame is due me, for you have asked me to be blameless. Let Christ's blood cover me in your covenant as I seek your blessings. El Shaddai. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Gangsta faith. Gangsta faith means God's absolute noble glorious salvation to all families anywhere, including the heathen. Now that's gangsta. Now that's gangsta. I got the gangsta faith. I went from being a sinner to a backslider, a covenant breaking, addicted to money, guns, cushions, violence, copy, fake sensation. On a regular basis, sticky situation, plot led to evil meditation. 14, face incarceration, daddy never on the scene. Only heaven knows why he abandoned his offspring. To my hope, he dealt a death blow, and it seemed like the answer to my dreams. Only a gangster note, now I'm feeling trapped, facing difficult times, trying to cope. As I inhale the clear smoke, I doubt I know. A few can know, I seem to be possessed by evil spirits, plotting bad deeds. We are the deadly target. The devil seeks to plant his evil seed. Our Christian faith is the only promise of liberty. So I lose before the Trinity and validate worldwide checkmate. I call it gangster faith. Prepare my tables in the presence of my enemy. Gangster faith. I hold up the bloodstained banner until I'm 6 feet. I got the gangster faith. I seek to tell the world who Christ made free is free indeed. I got the gangster faith. God, the Holy Ghost, will protect me indeed. A worldwide checkmate. I call it gangster faith. No more violent, I became no more street power, I came the west side. Gangsta taught me the game. Get in, get in, get out before you slip in it and you die in vain. I didn't listen. Multi-gunshot stripped through my flesh in vain. I know mama prayer was working. I survived, and I know I spread the gospel truth as long as I'm alive. I'ma walk my talk like a righteous man that's faith do. But let him judge me, no making see heaven's whole purpose for my life. I know God still love me, for God to love the world. He gave his only begotten son, so to my last breath, I'ma teach Christ what the world thought could never be done. Take back the tired music industry and shut down these rap commercial masquerades and reveal these fake. I'm not ashamed to holler worldwide checkmate. Gangsta faith, prepare my tables in the presence of my enemies. Gangsta faith, I hold up the bloodstained banner until I'm 6 feet. I got the gangsta faith, I'm fit to tell the world who Christ made free, is free indeed. I got the gangsta faith, God the Holy Ghost will protect me indeed. A worldwide checkmate, I call it gangsta faith. Before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. I got the gangsta faith. I'm still to spread the truth. God, the Holy Ghost, will make enemies my footstool. I got the gangsta faith. The definition of gangsta faith is Holy Ghost discipleship within the heart. And you stand totally unafraid and with no fear, representing Christ the High. And you know, like I know, real saints don't die. We fall asleep in Christ, then we fly. Ha ha! Raise your hand, you're about to ride for your last breath.
Most High. Cause real saints don't die. We follow the secret Christ, then we fly. It's called spiritual resurrection. Life, we take flight. First class of road of pure righteousness. Representing God's glory shining bright. And we ascend beyond the clouds to meet Christ in the sky. It was the presence of the Jesus that watched the Gentile like me. Christ reconciled. And God the Holy Ghost anointed me from my head to my feet. So I stand bold like Christ in your presence now. My face is seen. Jericho walls falling down. All around the music industry. Christ dressed in blood for all who defy. Gospel rap, a multi-billion dollar kingdom franchise. I'm sent to possess the gates of the enemy. Call it gangster faith. Cause I believe.
And answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no words, and I don't deserve. Thunder. You said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said, that the Lamb will cover.
God has a plan for you. Yes, he does.
Praise be to God.
Victory.
Amen. Praise be to God. El Shaddai, Almighty God, thank you for the promises you gave to Abraham. Thank you for communing with him and establishing the Abrahamic covenant, through which you have truly blessed all nations on the earth. Thank you for your faithful love, which you promised to Abraham on that day and have also promised to me through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play a selection, and after the selection, I will come back with a word. Amen. Praise be to God. Because all of my help comes from the Lord, and my God is truly able. Amen. Praise God.
And he's able.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen.
Amen.
He's able. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come to let you know that my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. Yeah. Oh, I come to let you know. Oh, that my God is. Yes, he is able to heal you now. Yes, my God is able.
I think you don't know.
I said, I come to let you know that the God of our power. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, it's part of what you're going through, that my God is able, able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God is able. Yeah, 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 yeah. I came to let you know. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able
that my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able.
Your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Go and say he's able.
Able.
He's able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
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 Oh, able.
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 Able. No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God is able. Able to release you. Able to set you free. Able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you. Able to rescue you. Able to hold you up. Able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Oh, I know, I know. I can't let.
my God is able.
Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise. Somebody give him glory. Give him worship. We worship you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship. We worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. For my God is truly able. Okay, so now if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 8. And we're going to read verses 1 through 13. Amen. That's chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 through 13. And this chapter, Paul is instructing on Christian freedom, the food sacrifice to animals, or idols rather. Amen. And it says, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Now regarding your question about food that has been offered to idols. Yes, we know that. We all have knowledge about this issue. But while knowledge makes us feel important, it is love that strengthens the church. Anyone who claims to know all the answers does not really know very much. But the person who loves God is the one whom God recognizes. So, what about eating meat that has been offered to idols? Well, we all know that an idol is not really a god, and that there is only one God. There may be so-called gods both in heaven and on earth, and some people actually worship many gods and many lords. But we know that there is only one God, the Father, who created everything, and we live for him. And there is only one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom God made everything and through whom we have been given life. However, not all believers know this. Some are accustomed to thinking of idols as being real. So when they eat food that has been offered to idols, they think of it as the worship of real gods. And their weak conscience are violated. It's true that we cannot win God's approval by what we eat. We don't lose anything if we don't eat it. And we don't gain anything if we do. Verse 9. But you must be careful so that your freedom does not cause others with a weaker conscience to stumble. For if others see you with your superior knowledge eating in the temple of idols, in the temple of an idol, won't they be encouraged to violate their conscience by eating food that has been offered to an idol? So because of your superior knowledge, a weaker believer for whom Christ died will be destroyed. And when you sin against other believers by encouraging them to do something they believe is wrong, you are sinning against Christ. So, if what I eat causes another person, another believer to sin, I will never eat meat again as long as I live. For I do not want to cause another believer to stumble. Amen. So Paul is saying that love is more important than knowledge. Knowledge can make us look good and feel important, but we can also too easily develop an arrogant, know-it-all attitude. Many people with strong opinions are unwilling to listen to and learn from God and others. We can obtain God's knowledge only by loving him. And you'll find that in James chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. And we can know and be known by God only when we model him by showing love. In 1 John 4, 7, and 8. So Paul addressed these words to believers won't bother by eating meat that had been offered to idols. Although idols were phony, and the pagan ritual of sacrificing to them was meaningless, eating such meat offended some Christians with sensitive conscience. Paul said, therefore, that mature believers should avoid eating meat offered to idols if it would violate the conscience of weak Christians. So Christian freedom does not mean that thing goes. It means that our salvation is not obtained by good deeds or legalistic rules. It is the free gift of God, Ephesians 2:8-9. Christian freedom then is inseparable tied to Christian responsibility. And new believers are often very sensitive to what is right or wrong, what they should or should not do. Some actions may be perfectively all right for us to do, but may harm a Christian brother or sister who is still young in the faith and learning what the Christian life is all about. We must be careful not to offend a sensitive young Christian, Paul says, or by our example, cause him or her to sin. When we love others, our freedom should be less important to us than strengthening the faith of a brother or sister in Christ. Amen. Praise God. So the subject of this message should be of interest to everyone who has a desire to exercise a good influence on others. The matter of influence will be considered from three directions. Amen. My text for this message is coming from 1 Corinthians 8 and 13 from the NIV version. And it says, if what I eat causes my brother or sister to fall into sin, I will never eat meat again, so that I will not cause them to fall. To God be the glory. And my title for this message, Christian Influence. Let us pray. Holy Father, we bow before your throne of grace and mercy tonight to thank you for the generosity of your heart toward us. We thank you for the gifts of salvation from sin and for your Holy Spirit who lives within us. We thank you for this good day. We accept it as a gift from you, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for drawing us to this house of prayer and worship, that we might hear your voice and that we might sing and proclaim your praises. Accept our gifts and bless them to the end, that your kingdom might come in the hearts and lives of all people everywhere. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Now, let's consider these three directions. First, the first consideration is a discussion of conscience and love. Amen? Now, 1 Corinthians 7, 1 and 2 says, now regarding the question you asked in your letter, yes, it is good to abstain from sexual relationship. But because there is so much sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife, and each woman should have her own husband. Amen? So here, Paul is talking to the Corinthians. And Paul was asking him several questions. The Corinthians had written to Paul asking him several questions relating to the Christian life and problems in the church. The first question was whether it was good to be married. Paul answered this and other questions in the remainder of his letter. Amen? So introduces chapter 7. 1 Corinthians 7, 1 through 2 introduces chapter 7 and 8 with the issue of whether it is best to be married or to stay single. This is a question that needs serious consideration in our day. Amen? Another matter concerns abstaining from eating certain foods. Now, Paul's argument is based on a person's influence. Paul placed knowledge beside influence and shows that knowledge is overridden by love. Amen? Love is the essential element, not knowledge. Not knowledge. The matter of eating or not eating has nothing to do with commending one God. 1 Corinthians 8 and 8. Some people, some people consider themselves strong in comparison to others. They think that eating anything they want will make no difference. They are not aware of the influence they exercise. They may think that because they are strong in their relationship to God, they have an advantage over others. This is a mistake. The question is, how does eating meat offered in a pagan temple affect others? It is evil and wrong if the weaker person thinks it is wrong. The warning is to take heed that one does not cause his brother to stumble. Amen? To God be the glory. Number two, the second consideration is the fact that each person does exert an influence on others. Absolutely. If a person is weak and you are strong, you can influence that person to do something good or bad. The question is, what kind of influence do I exert on others? Well, the Lord gives each person a great deal of liberty. We can use that liberty for good or evil. The question is the responsibility of liberty. Some things are not wrong for an individual as such, but because of an evil influence on someone else, they become wrong. Many traditional taboos come under this category. Think about it. The third consideration is the third consideration is how much does one care? How much do you care about your brother or sister in Christ? Amen? The matter of caring or loving is the determining factor as to whether a particular thing should be done or not done. Some matters worthy of consideration are social drinking, observance of the Lord's Day, and gambling. Christians should honestly ask themselves whether they can justify their actions in the sight of God. This will enable them to determine whether or not they should continue in certain practices. Amen? So you see, there is no proof of ignorance more common than conceit of knowledge. Much may be known when nothing is known to good purpose. And those who think they know anything and grow vain thereon are the least likely to make good use of their knowledge. Satan hurts some as much by tempting them to be proud of mental powers as others, by alluring to sensuality, knowledge, which puffs up the professor and renders him confident, is as dangerous as self-righteous pride. Even though what he knows may be right, without holy affection, all human knowledge is worthless. The heathens had gods of higher and lower degree, gods many and lords many, so called, but not such in truth. Christians know better. One God made all and has power over all. The one God, even the Father, signifies the Godhead as the sole object of all religious worship. And the Lord Jesus Christ denotes the person of Emmanuel, God manifest in the flesh, one with the Father and with us, the appointed mediator, and Lord of all, through whom we come to the Father, and through whom the Father sends all blessings to us. By the influence and working of the Holy Spirit, while we refuse all worship to the many who are called gods and lords, and to saints and angels, let us try. Rather, we really come to God by faith in Christ. Eating one kind of food and abstaining from another have nothing in them to recommend a person to God. But the apostle cautions against putting a stumbling block in the way of the weak, lest they be made bold to eat what was offered to idols, not as common food, but as a sacrifice, and thereby be guilty of adultery. He who has the Spirit of Christ in him will love those whom Christ loved as to die for them. Injuries done to Christians are done to Christ, but most of all, to entangle them in guilt and wounding their conscience is to wound him. We should be very tender of doing anything that may occasion stumbling to others. Though it may be innocent in itself, and if we must not endanger other men's souls, how much should we take care not to destroy our own? Let Christians beware of approaching the brink of evil or the appearance of it. Though many do this in public matters for which perhaps they plead possibly, men cannot thus sin against their brethren without offending Christ and endangering their souls. Praise be to God. And as I bring this message to a close, you, as a Christian, need to constantly examine every activity in the life of its effect on your brothers and sisters in Christ. I pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me.
Christian influences. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe that Christ died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do next is to ask the Holy Spirit that dwells within you to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen? To God be the glory. My benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25 in the New King James Version, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., I will bring another word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. We love you. And may heaven smile upon you till we meet again. In Jesus' name. And at this time, I will play a selection as we are coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Praise be to God. Faithful. Good night, everyone. Shalom.
I don't want come all ye broken. Come all ye broken. Come all ye broken. Burdens you carry, I want to save you from the weight of the world. My child, why do you tarry? Bring me the things that bind up your soul. For my yoke is easy, the burdens I give are light. Come on, you broken. Far behind, keep your feet on the narrow road. Though the path on this journey is winding, fear not the way I will show. For my word is a lamp unto your step. My name is a light. Come on, ye broken. My word is a lamp to your step. My word is a lamp. My name is a light. Come all ye broken. Come all ye faint of heart. Come.